August 16th, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
In spite of all the electronic effects they do drag in, virtuosity has almost become the rule.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Was New York City house DJ Armand Van Helden. Presumably he's not from America. Maybe he is, and he just is named Armand Van Helden. Who knows? Not me. Anyway, he is from New York City right now. That was a great song called Hear My Name, featuring Spalding Gray on vocals there. It's from a new mix CD he's put out called New York, A Mix Odyssey, which features songs, other songs by him, and other songs by other electronica people. So if you liked that track, be sure to check out his record, or you can go to iTunes and just buy that song. There's an EP of it with a few remixes, stuff like that. All right, up next, Brooklyn's One Ring Zero, sort of a quasi-klezmer band or something, maybe like a pseudo-klezmer with a modern twist. How about that? They have a new CD out that's got spoken word and songs with the lyrics written by various and sundry literary types, authors. Pretty exciting stuff. That's not what this is from. This song is called The Wandering Dance, and it's from their album Memorandum, which came out a few years ago. They're really great live. You should go check them out if you ever can. One Ring Zero. They're a good band. And also, they're strongly affiliated with McSweeney's, the fine Dave Eggers Quarterly. So if you're into McSweeney's, or if you're into literary thinking, or if you're into klezmer music, really One Ring Zero is the thing for you. So check it out right here with The Wandering Dance from Memorandum. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head.
All brown and bubbly and beautiful.
Folks, a little story. It's gonna get a little hairy, a little gory, but it should make you feel proud, make you jump up and down, knowing that there's someone for everybody in the crowd. Story starts with a brother named Stu, regular dude with a fucked up hairdo. About 5'2", Stu's problem was he couldn't get a lady to do what he wanna do. Didn't have the time to find himself a real lady, didn't have the cash flow to pay a lady to get crazy. What's he gonna do? Sit at home all alone, waiting by a phone that he knows is never gonna ring? No, did the right thing, see, dialed 9667893, that's me. Ring, ring, is this Big D?
Yeah.
The big dick brother from Bucks County?
Yeah.
Oh, Big D, woe is me. None of these girlies wanna get with me. Can't you see? I'm in misery. Tell me that you got some kind of remedy. I said, say no, my world, relax at ease. Here at Big D's, we aim to please. Cause I've got the girlies that drop to their knees for $1.50 and a slice of cheese. I'm a king of discount hoes. A couple stitches down their britches from the sex chain switches. I got this girlie with a nervous condition. She's always twitching, always twitching, always twitching. I'm the pimp of the gimps with the pimples on the asses. Coke bottle glasses and fat mustaches. Gunshot wounds and knife fight gashes. Fake eyelashes and heat rashes. Hands down their panties where they stash their cashes. Only cost $2.50, not including taxes. Big fat hoes whose clothes won't keep them in. Girls who fall through the subway grates cause they're too thin. I got a girlie with a cleft chin, and to her chagrin, her ass ends where a good ass begins. It's a sin, I know, but I didn't give birth to him. Just hooking up some sisters with a little girth to him. Bring a dude who looks like Papa Smurf to him. Let her screw him, let her do him, and let her leave him like she never knew him. Man, that's why I brought stew to him. Oh, I got this little lovely midget who tends to fidget when you first realize that she's missing digits. Well, she doesn't look like Gidget, but I bet she fits the budget. So if you find a goiter on your way down south, better nudge it aside. Buck 50 brother bought himself a ticket to ride, and the bitch don't care, so don't mock the octogenarians unless you rocked them, cause they're gonna take care of you with a wrinkled ass derriere in the air, waving at you like they did don't care, singing don't count me out now just because I already went through menopause. Just help me take off these cotton drawers and get up and go for yours, child. It's a little ugly, but that's the way it goes when you're the cock of the block and the motherfucking king of the hoes. I'm the king of this count. And if you didn't know, now you know. King of this count. I'm the king of this count. And if you didn't know, now you know. Now some folks say it's tasteless, chauvinist, racist. Got a whole long list of shit with no basis. Cause let me tell you where the real problem stands. All the girlies in the magazine stands are too tall, too blonde, too bland for the average man. Doesn't anybody understand? Damn, even ugly people gotta get laid, yeah. And even broke folk gotta get paid. I'm not a pimp, I'm a matchmaker. Hooking up broke brothers with a bitch that looks like Tammy Baker. On crack, well I guess it ain't so whack when I say it like that. So matter of fact, leave. Well that's the only way you're ever gonna hear it from Big D. Now here's the Big D guarantee. If you want a girl that's looking nice, go to Heidi Fleiss. If you want a discount price and ain't afraid to roll the dice, then come see me, motherfucking Big D, where everybody go for the discount. Hoes, I'm the king of discount. I'm the king of discount. Oh, yeah. And if you didn't know, now you know. So if you wanna lick it, wanna stick it, wanna kick it with a girlie with a bad case of rickets, come see me, motherfucking Big D, where everybody go for the discount.
My goodness, did you hear the mouth on that boy? That was Don McCloskey, Klosky. I don't care. I don't really care how you say his name. I don't know. You know, he should just have an easier name. That's my stance. Anyway, he's hysterically funny. You should really go see him live, though, to get the full effect, because his live act is much better than his album. That is my favorite song off the album. The album is called Bombs Over Bristol. The name of that song was The King of Discount Hoes, and makes me laugh every time I hear it, because it's just so wrong. Tammy Baker on crack. That's one of my favorite jabs. It's like a punchline on top of a punchline folded into a punchline. It's great stuff. I'm just big fan of that song. All right, up next, it's Camping, the most recent incarnation of the band Chessie, which is a Washington, D.C. pairing that does varying styles of music with each release. This one, it's Bossa Nova, and most of the songs are sung in German. It's from their newest album, Suburban Shore, and this song is called This Is Where We Live. So if you like this song, check out the rest of the Camping album, and you can find it there on iTunes or other music, Amazon. Look for links, as always, on thesoundsofmyhead.com. Here it goes. Check out Camping with their bossa nova kickassness that is This Is Where We Live. Thank you.
Leerstände mit einem blauen Jacket und weißen Hemden. Fenster mit einem Blick hinauf, hinaus ins helle Licht, auf einen hohen Baum und eine Tür in zum Treppenhaus und zwei Paar Schuhe davor und Altpapierhaufen.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Mambo No. 2 by George Shearing and Let's Dance by Benny Goodman. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want your music heard or not heard on The Sounds in My Head, go ahead and send me an email at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on The Sounds in My Head.